Henry Ford decided he'd had enough of that General Motors deal and he was going to go around it. He came up with an all-star team and they built the cars called GT40s. And they were extremely dynamically built. Dan Gurney was lead driver. They had to make a bulge in the glass because he was about 6'4", or something like that, to get clearance for his head for that bouncing around that you're talking about. But we never knew really too much about what Ford was doing because Henry Happ and I ran into him in elevator in Le Mans. And he wouldn't get on the elevator with us. I mean,
You're talking about Henry Ford.
Yeah.
The Henry Ford.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't get on the elevator with
you.
Because you were from General Motors and
yeah.
Corvette?
Mm-hmm. I always thought that was pretty cute.
And probably pretty small, too.
Yeah, he was not that neat a guy, I didn't think. Of course, I was with pretty strong people, with Sharp and head of General Motors and Zora Dentoff. Those guys all knew more than Henry would ever learn.
Right.
And
even though he knew a lot about how to make cars,
yeah.
Model A's and Model T's and the production line. But in 61, you win the GT class and finish 11th overall. In 64 and 65, you co-drove one of only five 1963 and Corvette Grand Sports ever built.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the time to ask you, what was it that made you such a successful race car driver?
I was fast.
Yeah, but you were daring. Wasn't it a daring thing to be going 140, 50 miles an hour?
No, you accepted it. I mean, speed was not a problem. Remember, we raced with a downpour at Sebring. Naturally, windshield washers at 140 miles an hour didn't work. So you open the door and prop your foot out to look down at the pavement to see the yellow markings so you'd have an idea. And your time on a 12-mile course did not drop off that much. It's amazing how fast you could go that way.
At 150 miles an hour, you have that door open.
Yeah.
Some people would say you're crazy.
Probably. But I lived through it.
Yes, you did.
So
yes, you did. In all your racing, you had one crash.
Oh, no, I had a few.
Oh.
But I only had two that I got hurt when that kid hit me broadside. He'd panicked, and it was over 120 miles an hour. I broke the capula, I think they call it, of your shoulder, because the Corvette had a piece of the roll bar coming in there, and it was all solid, and it cracked that. It's very painful, but you're not supposed to ever break that bone because it's surrounded by muscle and so forth. But I never had any fears about getting hurt.
Well, that was it then. If you didn't have any fear about getting hurt, then you weren't dealing with that. Others were, and probably were more cautious than you. I'm analyzing it myself right now, but I think you hit it right there. You said you didn't have any fear of getting hurt.
No. Of course, you could turn that around. I never wanted to get hurt. I was never worried about getting killed because I knew somebody was taking care of me there, but I never wanted to get hurt. I saw fires, guys burning. I saw things happen on the track that were not joyful sights, and there were times that there was smoke on the track from an accident or something like that. You just had to say, I'm going through it.
Huh.
And it always worked out. I never worried about injury per se.
Yeah.